let's just focus on our last interview for the day now. And the race is on to determine Africa's leading tourist attraction. And the folks at Table Mountain are asking Cape Talk listeners to get involved. The World Travel Awards has opened voting for the continent's favorite attraction, and the competition is fierce, with Table Mountain up against Mount Kilimanjaro, Robben Island, Egypt's pyramids, and many others. To tell us how you can get involved, we're joined now by Wahida Parker, Managing Director of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway Company. Wahida, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Amy. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
I understand that the Table Mountain is currently the reigning champion of attractions in Africa.
For the fourth year in a row, yes, we're hoping to make it five in a row, which will put us just ahead of Kilimanjaro. They've also scooped this win four times already.
Oh, wow. So it really is fierce competition then, both attractions going for a fifth title.
That's correct, yes. But we're on a winning streak. If we win it this time, it will be five in a row. Well, I don't know what you call that. Hat-trick.
a quintric, maybe. Why is it that people love our mountain so dearly?
Because we love it so dearly. Because it's so very precious to us. You know, it's a beacon of hope. It's our sense of direction. In Cape Town, you don't need a compass. You just figure out where the mountain is, and then you know. You're either driving towards it, around it, or away from it.
It's true. It is a fabulous landmark. Now, how can people get behind the cause and vote for Table Mountain as their favorite African attraction?
So there is a website, www.worldtravelawards.com/vote. You need to have an email address in order to vote. If you are in the tourism industry, you get to vote twice, or your vote counts twice. But to all other South Africans, especially Cape Townians, you get to cast one vote. But the essence of it is, the more votes we garner, the better our chances of bringing it home again.
And aside from the recognition and the bragging rights that it is Africa's best attraction, is there anything else attached to the award?
Well, the award in itself is going to boost tourism. And as you know, we're coming out of that slump. We want the focus to be on tourism. We want Cape Town and South Africa to be top of mind. And bagging this award will just do that for us.
And Wahida, you have, as we mentioned earlier in the interview, stiff competition from attractions like Mount Kilimanjaro. Are there any other more unusual attractions that have entered this year's competition?
Not unusual, but I think it's just so indicative of the splendor and the beauty that we have on the African continent. What comes to mind is in Ngorongoro Crater in Tanzania,
oh, wow.
Mount Kilimanjaro, you know, our very own Robben Island and the V&A waterfront. You know, these are attractions that testify that, you know, the African continent is so very blessed with the best.
We certainly are spoiled for choice here, in particularly in South Africa, but also on the African continent. And it's interesting that the two front runners are two mountains, two iconic mountains up against one another.
Yeah, you know, there's something sacred about mountains, right? Just think about all the different religions and the associations with mountains. I think they're very sacred places.
Wahida, just before we let you go, remind our listeners of that website again in case anybody would like to immediately log on and place their vote, cast their vote.
worldtravelawards.com/vote.
Brilliant. Wahida Parker, good luck. We'll be holding thumbs and we will check in with you once again in the near future. That is Table Mountain Aerial Cableway Company Managing Director Wahida Parker.